fire. Give me reason, take me higher. See the champions, take the field now. Unify us, make us feel proud. In the streets our heads are lifting. As we lose our inhibition, celebration, it surrounds us. Every nation, all around us. Let's rejoice in the beautiful game. And together at the end of the day, we all say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back. Give you freedom, give you fire, give you reason, take you higher. See the champions, take the field down. Unify us, make us feel proud. Our heads are lifting. As we lose our inhibition, celebration, it surrounds us. Every nation, all around us. Sing forever young, singing songs underneath the sun. Let's rejoice in the beautiful game. And together at the end of the day, we all say, when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a wave.
Għakum għal-programm ieħor żakkummi dejjem hija Andrew Zopardi. Programm illi qed ikollu ħafna appoġġ minnaħa tas-semmija tagħkom ta' Campus FM. Nirringrazzjakom għall-feedback pożittiv li qed tagħtuni għal dan il-programm. L-ewwel se nibda huwa feature li bdejnieh fil-fatt il-ġimgħa l-oħra t-tieni parti ta' dan il-feature illi ser laqgħana, ser kompli laqgħana mad-dipartiment tal-Ġermaniż miegħi. F'dan il-feature kelli lill-Dr. Arndt Kremer, lill-Miss Katrin Dowtal u lill-Professor Mario Vassallo. B'qgħu magħna għaliex dan din l-intervista verament hija intervista interessanti.
Yes, I just wanted to add that we shouldn't forget that the German native speakers are the biggest group in Europe. I mean, we have around 105 million German native speakers in Europe, and even 55 million of German-speaking persons who study German as a foreign language. So.
There is the validity.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll ask something which I'm quite curious about. I mean, it's understandable that Maltese young people and academics travel to Germany because there is, you know, I mean, this is a big country, has a massive presence in the EU. It's in the news, you know, it's... But how come two academics find themselves in Malta? I mean, why choose Malta? This is something that I'd like to... I mean, it's a bit personal maybe, but I don't know. Maybe you could tell us a bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we both... It was the same, more or less the same way we came to Malta. I didn't apply for Malta because Malta was not announced as a possible country to go because it was not yet... taken up in the program at the DRD. So I applied for another country, and one day the DRD, the dad, called me and proposed me to go to Malta. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go to Malta because for me the work profile was very interesting due to the fact that it's a very new department and that you can add something personal to the
Part of the molding process. Mm-hmm. Is it the same with you, Arndt?
Yeah, more or less. We both applied for another country, and at a certain point, the Dutch just called me and asked, "Listen, there's Malta, and we want to establish a German department." Just to mention that one could always learn and study German in Malta, but since February 2009, or I think even since October 2008, formally we have a fully launched department of German. So with the possibility to study German as a main subject for BA, BA Honors and MA. So they just called me and told me, okay, do you want to come to Malta? And
not at gunpoint.
And no, and as most and as most of the Germans, I knew Malta maybe because of the shipwreck of St. Paul's a bit, but mostly regarding the Maltese national football team, who was more or less always losing, unfortunately.
Yes.
I knew it.
German coaches, mind
Yes. I knew it. Of course, I heard about Michael Mifsud, the Mosquito. About him.
Was it Kaiser?
Yes. He was playing for Kaiserslautern, and I was and I am very interested in the German Football League. Actually a fan of Schalke 04 and Erster FC Köln. So and of course I heard about Malta because of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh my God.
So that is more or less that was more or less the level of my knowledge about Malta. And then I came to Malta, and I mean the reason why coming to Malta was also because this wide diversity of opportunities of work I could have here, because I'm not just teaching and lecturing German literature and linguistics. I'm also organizing the German scholarships.
I see.
So if a Maltese student want to go abroad for a term to study not only German as a subject but also science or law or medicine within this international program, some of them are taught in English, some require German language skills. I'm advising him or her, and I'm also co-organizing the selection committee. And when you mentioned when you asked us why not so many students are taking up German as a foreign language, I think one of the best options to gain a kind of love or interest for a language is to live for a while in the country. So so I think the best opportunity is if multi schools are increasing if they are starting to increase the partnerships with German schools, because if multi students are living in Germany for a while, you know, having contact with students from their age, they suddenly recognize it's not the typical stereotype that Germans, you know, are speaking like the Nazi officers in the Hollywood movies. Not at all. That is a rich and beautiful language, and a rich and very interesting and fascinating country.
Interesting, because being immersed in a culture will sort of motivate individual to broaden their interest in that particular language.
What Arndt and Catherine have just said really reinforces what I started with, that we wanted to start the department here. Previously, it was only being a journal which was available. And the university was prepared to move ahead after lots of pressure from my side, because I always believed that German is very important for Malta, both from a cultural point of view, but also from an economic point of view. Mm. There are lots of German industry in Malta, lots of German tourists, and I think the diplomatic, economic, political links are all the time increasing, especially now that we are part of the EU. And of course, that responded very quickly. This is why there was no formal call for applications for Malta. Obviously, now the replacement for Catherine has already been announced, and there's been a selection process normally, and Malta was on the list. Yeah. And when Arndt would leave, that would also be the case. In fact, Malta would also have a part in the selection process. It would also participate in the selection process, as mm-hmm. happens in other countries, in other situations. But what I think is very important is that the German presence in Malta was intentionally planned to change the culture. When I expressed my intention to go and study German the first time, back in 1972-71, a very prominent person, you know, who I was talking to, retorted, "Really? What the hell do you want to go and study German for? The German language is like a horse's language." Mm-hmm. Of course it isn't a horse's language. It's a beautiful language, and the culture, once you discover it, is extremely beautiful. There is variety between the north and the south, mm-hmm. and perhaps you can hear a bit more about it today. There is variety in the vision of life, in the history, in the architecture, in sports, in recreation, in leisure. And German culture is really something which, when tasted, really attracts you and keeps you hung on to it. Mm-hmm. It keeps you attached to it. And that is why I think it was very important for the university to accept this and to try to firmly establish a German presence at the university.
This is very interesting. In fact, I'd like to bring in Catherine here. What role does Germany play in Europe nowadays? But I'm also interested in what Professor Vassallo was talking about, this issue of, and you mentioned it as well, at one point, when you said that, if I'm not mistaken, you come from the south of Germany.
Yes.
Is it the typical, the north is the richer part of Germany and the southern part is the poorer? I mean, are there these massive distinctions? Or is it, I don't know, the distinctions are made on a different level?
Well, there are, of course, some distinctions, but you cannot say that the north is richer than the south. There's more, let's say, richer regions and less well-situated regions. I come from the south, and I studied in Bonn in the west, then next to Düsseldorf and Cologne. And in my experience, I experienced a lot of difference in the mentality between the different German regions, I find it very interesting. This is a very interesting aspect of Germany, that it has to offer a lot of different types of mentality, of nature, of cultural life, and this is a plus that Germany has, that it's a very pluralistic country.
Mm.
So there's for everyone, there's something, is let's say a corner,
okay,
where he people can find his, his
uncomfortable
focus of interest. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, we have to bear in mind always that Germany is a federal republic. That means that each German state, from Schleswig-Holstein in the north to Bavaria in the south, has sovereignty in terms of culture. Yeah?
Okay.
This is very.
They're extremely autonomous.
This is very say. More or less extremely autonomous in terms of culture. So this is one reason why we have such a diversity, variety of interpretations of the culture in Germany.
So, if you come from a particular region, would you find it difficult to settle in a different region because of its diversity?
No, I mean, it depends because the identity, for example, in the south in Bavaria is very strong.
Bavaria, and you know, because of the Pope.
Of course, yeah, not just because of the Pope.
No, well, wait.
No, but for example, let's suppose we are from Friesland, from the north, close to the sea, close to Denmark, and you wanna settle to Baden-Württemberg, Stuttgart. Mm. In Stuttgart, they are speaking a very particular, very special dialect. And if you have problems to learn this dialect, you will have maybe some problems to be integrated into this special regional culture. And this diversity does not just concern culture. We also have to consider. We also have to bear in mind that in Germany we have almost the same amount of Protestant Christians than Catholic Christians. In Malta, I mean, I think you have 98% Catholics.
That's what the statistics say.
Officially, on paper. But in Germany, it's more or less divided due to Martin Luther's Reformation. So, and some assess this diversity as a weakness and some as a strength, as an advantage. If we look on economy, we can say that the competition between the several German states, Bundesländern, could be an advantage due to the fact that there is no monopoly. So I mean they have a kind of competition, and this, if we bear in mind that Germany is a federal state. This is something that distinguished Germany very much from centralist states like Greece or France or what else. And it has also some other advantages. For example, the German Chancellor can make a lot of political mistakes, but they are always. The German Ministerpräsidenten, so the ministers of the several German states, who are controlling her in a way.
I see.
So I mean, it has. But if you go to Germany, you will see these very very different interpretations of being German. And in my opinion, it's fascinating. It's exciting to see a country that is so different, of course, with the same background and history, and of course, I mean, if you are speaking about all these different dialects, I would say all of the Germans are able to write and to speak the so-called High German, the standard language.
So how do these very particular regions when it comes to characteristics, how do they manage to keep together? I mean, what is the trick that keeps this cohesiveness and it, you know, you still perceive Germany as being one country. I mean, from the outside,
of course it is.
You know, but if you had to see, for example. Yugoslavia, you would still think of Yugoslavia as being bits and pieces of different countries, but when it comes to Germany, you don't have that feeling from the outside. You still see what is the cohesiveness that keeps this Germany together. What are the qualities that seep through from one region to another?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say there's a high mobility of Germans. Germans do not only stay in their home region, home part of Germany. For example, I went to study in another region of Germany, so I experienced another way of approach to life, or this is a big word now, of mentality even. I come from the South, which is known to be very keen on details, and people used to work a lot, and I went to Nordrhein-Westfalen, which is the more is known as the more lively region and
the fun region.
Well, yes,
they don't just know
fun region, but it's yeah. known for the carnivals, which is much different. For example, in the South where I come from, it's much okay. more dark, mm-hmm. even to religious reasons, due to religious reasons.
That's one of the things I think which unites Germany is the ethos, which is based on a democratic orientation. Mm-hmm. And tolerance. Arndt was referring to the richness which mm-hmm. which results from the fact that there is a pluralistic society. Another thing is very, very important. There is mutual respect. Mutual respect in Germany is paramount. Mm-hmm. Then there is also something which strikes one coming from outside, even in the slightly more noisy South, like Munich. You know, in fact, when I was living in Nuremberg, we used to tease people from towns and villages more south than Nuremberg. We used to tell them that that's where the East begins. just to tease them, because you know the mentality slightly approaches even our mentality. But I think there is something which strikes one as an outsider: the respect which people have for each other, the tolerance, and the need to work with each other. Mm. I mean, that doesn't mean that you might not have disputes or arguments, but the stability in relationships, the respect for others, the belief in certain basic values which are enshrined in the Constitution, the German Constitution, are, I think, paramount. And these are really what keeps together such a diverse population. Mm. It's important to remember, as Arndt was saying, that Germany is a group of Länder. And perhaps the most recent example of how Germany can mold different people together despite their difference is the German unification experience, mm. which I think has given the world a fantastic example, a fantastic model of how people with diverse orientations can come together, work together, not necessarily in everything, because there are still problems in Eastern Germany, in what used to be Eastern Germany, even today, from an economic point of view. But by and large, you know, the experiment of unification has been more than successful. But perhaps Katrin can explain.
Germany is a multicultural country. We should not forget, for example, the 5 million Muslims living in Germany, most of them with Turkish origin, Kurdish also. Of course, there are problems between the minorities and the majority and so on. But I think after 1945, I mean, this traumatic experience of fascism and national socialism and the Holocaust, I mean, the experience that systematic fabric-made killing of 6 million persons could have happened in a cultural nation. You know, I'm speaking about the killing of 6 million Jews, of course. This experience, and I think the experience that after 1945, with the German Constitution, a nation that had fallen on its knees, and I'm also I mean it also in terms of morality. Fallen on its knees, can get up again. I think, and in a very positive way,
and proactive way.
Exactly, and proactive way, progressive way. I think this experience binds Germans together. It still binds them together, but And also one point I want to mention: a lot of people forget that German as a united nation is a late nation. Germany was united first in 1871. So among all European nations, is the latest, mm-hmm. with the exception of Italy. So federal organization of Germany is also coming from that historic background. And then in 1989, I mean, most of the Maltese saw it on television. Maybe they had been also in Europe, the German Wende, the reunification. So, and also the experience that a peaceful revolution, because it was a peaceful revolution, could change in a way the world. I think this is also an experience that binds Germans together, and this is a part of the German identity and mentality.
Catherine, this is very interesting. I was about to actually ask. I mean, this was the 20th anniversary of the fall of the wall. I mean, how did that affect? How does this anniversary affect people? But especially young people who may not have actually lived the experience, not even of the fall of the wall, let alone the difficulties that there were before. Is it a still important event?
Yes, it's a very important event in Germany still. Last year was the 20th anniversary of the fall of the wall, and it has been celebrated all over Germany. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to participate because I was here, but for example, Berlin organized a lot of feasts all over the city, and exhibitions about the city, how it changed, how Berlin changed in the last 20 years. A lot of artists from all over the world had the possibility to do graffitis on pieces of the wall, and I think this in Germany is still a very recent subject, because still people have this division somehow in mind. We still talk about people from the east and people from the west.
I was about to ask you, is there now a glass wall instead of a brick wall? Or I was in Berlin a couple of years back, mm-hmm. and I think it is one of, I mean, it's fantastic, it's alternative, it's there's loads of art, music, young people, I mean, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But somehow, you could feel that there's a German from the east and a German from the west. Somehow, it's now, I was there, I would say, must have been 2 years ago. I don't know if it's something that, I mean, I was overlooking, or, you know, I was overinterpreting rather, or is it a fact that
no, I mean it's maybe it's similar let's say not the problems but the division between Malta and Gozo with the difference that Germany was divided by a war and by two different systems.
Yes,
so of course this influenced the people, and this influenced the mentalities and the identities. Mm-hmm. And you cannot neglect that, and you cannot change that within 22 years. This is impossible. So you are right. I mean, your impression was right and is right, that there's still a kind of division between, we say, Wessis, the Westerners, and Ossis, the Easterners.
Huh?
But of course, I mean, bear in mind, consider that, for example, Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor,
yes,
she is from the eastern part of Germany. So there are a lot of success stories. But the people from the east, and there are tremendous problems regarding unemployment and so on. These people, they still have a bit the feeling that that the people from the west are coming with a bit an arrogant attitude, trying to show them how economics and culture should work.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's maybe it's similar to other countries who are a bit divided into north and south, mm-hmm. but with, I mean, with the difference that these two parts grew up with different, absolutely different systems.
For years.
System, different absolutely practices. Different systems.
Huh? I think one has to understand, really, that economically, the West had superseded the East, you know, enormously. And the mentality, the work ethic in the East was so different from the work ethic in the West. Mm. In the West, people after the war had to rise, as Arndt had explained before, and to make themselves competitive in a new world economy. And they had developed science, music, art. And to do that because of an inbuilt drive to improve and to compete. In the East, on the other hand, there was the welfare state, the socialist state, which was looking after everybody, providing everybody with the basic needs, and not inciting so much people to compete and to improve and to develop and to be entrepreneurial. Now, when you had the fusion, it was difficult for the East to understand that now nobody owes them a living, but they had to earn a living. Mm. And it was difficult for the West to convince the people in the East that now systems had to change. And obviously the East saw them as coming to colonize them, when in fact they were only providing support and trying to change the economy to make it to match that of the West. But I think things are changing. I still remember a friend of mine from Nuremberg, who was from Augsburg, who was going every week to work in a particular sector in the East to try and help in this change. And he used to come back every week and then tell me, yeah, but how difficult is it? Are these Germans? Or are they a different nation completely because of this change of mentality, you know, the need to change? But, I mean, since then, I mean, I'm talking about 20 years ago now, things have changed and there are so many success stories. I mean, even in terms of production, one can nowadays see products produced in the East which are equally as good, if not more at times, to those produced in the West of Germany. And I think in a generation's time, there won't be much difference except for the cultural differences, which will be reflected in art, in the leisure industry particularly, not in the work ethic. I see that as changing and changing very fast.
Even the student mobility, even in this case, contributes a lot to let's say, to the approach of West and East.
You're saying students and the universities internally, in the East, German students
yes, generally. Yeah. Usually German students, they don't study in their hometown because of the wide offer of universities in Germany, mm-hmm. around 350 universities we have in Germany. And now even the universities of the East, they try to make themselves more attractive to the students, so that a lot of Western Germans now go to study to the East.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa, of course.
And vice versa, of course. Yes.
Mm-hmm. A very quick question. I mean, you've given us loads of reasons why students need or should spend an Erasmus semester in Germany, but maybe you can tell us a bit more why our students would benefit from such an experience.
Let's say students today, they are thinking and they're deciding very much because of pragmatic reasons. So they're asking themselves, I mean, what could I do with German? What could I do with my German language skills? We do not have to mention, I think you know that Germany is the biggest market within Europe. So this means, I mean, with its 80 million inhabitants, this means also that German language skills will foster your opportunities to get a job within Europe. And there are also deep German Maltese connections. There are 100, up, let's say more or less 70 or 100 German Maltese companies working in the context of the German Maltese market. But besides of all these pragmatic reasons why to study and to learn German, Germany is still a fascinating and exciting country. Mm-hmm. And I think it's Katrin mentioned, for example, this flexibility this flexibility of Germans by moving from north to south and so on. So Maltese students coming to Germany, they will experience this this independency of German students, and this maybe could also be a good opportunity to widen the own horizon and to see that that it's maybe it is important to leave the family for a while to come back.
I think Germany offers even a very international environment for students. Because yes, it's somehow cosmopolitan. A lot of students from abroad come to study in Germany because of the good reputation of the German universities, because of their long traditions. For example, the University of Heidelberg, which has been the first one founded in Germany, has a very long tradition in different fields of research, and. If students go to Germany, they do not only get to know the German culture, but a lot of other cultures too. And I think that it is even a nice experience to have some distance or to learn to see your own culture from a distance.
Yes, exactly.
To not only think in the categories you grew up with.
Can I add some things? I just don't want that you get the impression that, let's say, the German Maltese relations started with the DART, the German Academic Exchange Service. You know, I mean, I can mention names like Hieronymus Megeser. He was a linguist and historian of the 17th century, and he provided and published the first list of Maltese words in 1606. So I mean, the German Maltese relationships, they have a long history, and Germany could always be studied in Malta. I mean, we are here to improve the situation a bit and to show to our students and to other Maltese that the German language is a beautiful and rich and interesting language, and that Germany is a fascinating country with all its problems and with all its advantages and disadvantages.
Which is fantastic.
And even due to its geographical position, its central position, there is a lot of possibility to travel and to see even the countries surrounding Germany.
Professor Vassallo, the department from here to where, or you're done? It's what you... Well,
no, we're still growing. We still have to increase the student stream. Mm-hmm. We still have to consolidate the teaching program. I think we have a very good program, to the extent that we are even having students from abroad now to study and to have a practicum in Malta, in the Department of German. So I think we are still in the capacity building stage. But the message which I would like to transmit to this program is that, first of all, Germany is not only for the people who are studying German. The areas in which Germany can provide expertise, and high expertise, is enormous, ranging from science to medical practice and medical sciences, to the arts. It's a fascinating country with so many options. And obviously the department is there to assist even these professionals. For example, we would like to start contributing to the development of law by introducing courses in language to the law faculty. Mm. Obviously, we have to do that step by step. So that's the point number one. Germany is not only for students doing German, but also for other subjects. The thing is, German culture, German society is a fascinating society. I can never forget that when I was there, I always say this, in Germany it is difficult to become one of them. It takes some time, but when you are one of them, you're really one of them. Mm. And there is no bounds and no distinction. To the extent that, for example, when I was living there, I used to be called at, say, 8 o'clock at night, come over, let's cook a meal together, and we would have to drive 20 kilometers away. I would have to stay in, cook, wash the plates, and stay there, and leave the next morning. And this is something which we in Malta don't experience so much, because we're limited, and we go back to our place, to our little corner, every time. Germany are wonderful experiences, and I really encourage the Maltese who have discovered Germany over the last 30 years, because previously there was not much tourism, outgoing tourism from Malta, to go on exploring Germany, but not only the buildings, but the people, the culture, the history, and the ethos of the Germans. Because I think we Maltese have got a lot to learn from the Germans, who are very keen to work and to produce, and who really understand that if you want to enjoy life, then you've got to work for it. Something which we Maltese don't always understand.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Professor Vassallo. Thank you, Dr. Kremer. Thank you, Ms. Dautel. I really hope you have a very good rest of the stay in Malta. I'm sure that you will keep in touch. You'll keep in touch. This was a really interesting interview, and well, I wish you all the luck as well when it comes to Germany and their involvement in the World Cup. Usually they do very well. Unfortunately, I'm a English supporter. Probably you know about this English-Italian thingy. So I keep hoping that England will be one of the teams that will seriously contend for the title. But once Germany are around, well, I have a bit of a concern over there. I wish you the very best.
Mein Freund, mit Vorsicht zu genießen, mein willst mich, wie wenn du einst. Ich kenne dich doch gar nicht anders. Wie wäre das? Du legst deinen Heimrekord in meine Hand und mir gehört der letzte Tanz.
L-opportunità anke l-imkom u koll dwar tim iħor li għandu storja interessanti fil-World Cup. Fil-fad din huwa profil li ħadd permezz tal-FIFA.com u qed nirreferi għat-tim tal-Messiku. Tim tal-Messiku li kellu pjuttost kwalifiċi turbulenti, kellu mraklet coaches, wieħed anki minnhom l-ex coaching please. Eriksson li ġew marru u kellek utilità ta' aktar minn 60 player biex jaslu għal din il-kwalifikazzjoni. Naturalment meta jibdew jintużaw ħafna players, ħafna kritiċi jikkonsidrawha bħala element ta' instabilità. Illum il-ġurnata għandhom coach li wasalhom sal-kwalifiċi kif ukoll leader li huwa coach li qed jerbaħ is-simpatija tal-Messikani ta' dak il- Jersey aħdar tradizzjonali tagħhom u dan huwa Xavier Aguirre u fil-fatt isejħulu El Vasco bħala il-laqam ta' dan il-coach. Coach illi qed irnexxilhom u wassalhom sal biex ngħidlek sal-South Africa. Irridu ngħidu li t-tim Messikan għandu diversi għandu storja pjuttost twila ta' parteċipazzjoni fil-World Cup fil-fatt. Parteċipa aktar minn parteċipa 14 darba b'kollox huwa wieħed mill-aktar teams illi fil-żona tal-Konkaf illi l-aktar li parteċipa u irrid ngħidu li l-Messiku laħaq biex ngħidlek l-aħjar performances tiegħu kif ukoll kien biex ngħidlek fl-aqwa tiegħu meta kien qed jospita dawn it-tournament, dan it-tournament partikolari kien fl-1970 kif ukoll l-1986 fejn waslu fl-aħħar 8 postijiet fiż-żewġ okkażjonijiet. Is-South Africa 2010 hija l-ħames parteċipazzjoni tagħhom infila u naturalment dejjem qatt ma rnexxielhom jaslu aktar mill-round biex ngħidlek illi huwa marbut mal-aħħar 16. Il-coach kif għattilkom huwa coach li konsidrat bħala ta' suċċess kbir dal-aħħar coach li kellha Aguirre u qed jistennew ħafna affarijiet minn għandu. Ċerta players huma sinonimi mal-kamp anke internazzjonali, players bħal-veteran Blanco, mbagħad għandek iż-żaża Okawa, Juarez, Guardado u Dos Santos li huma kollha players li flimkien mal-captain Marquez irnexxilhom jerbħu l-interess biex ngħidlek u jerbħu l-post tagħhom fin-nukleu ta' din l-iskwadra li sejra fil-South Africa. Forsi tajjeb wieħed isemmi wkoll kwotazzjoni li qal il-coach Aguirre li għajtek. Ani quote eżatt mill-FIFA.com: I feel relaxed. Whenever you reach an objective you've been brought in to achieve, you have the satisfaction of knowing that you haven't let down the people who put their faith in you. I am happy and proud. When I came into the job, we're 5th and 9 points away from first place, and now we're in the World Cup. Naturalment dan it-ton pożittiv issa imiss li naraw il-Messiku kif ser iġibu ruħhom biex jgħidlek f'termini ta' futbol. U hekk ġejna fit-tmiem il-programm Zakkumi għallum. Insemmi.